our meeting to order for January 14th, 2026, 18:30. Everyone is here and present. Online. Scott, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. We need to swear in our new board members, our recently elected board members.
Mark and me.
So if you guys want to stand up, please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Stephen Menzel.
Have been elected to the office of Board of Trustees.
Have been elected to the office of Board of Trustees.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay. Thank you. And then if you guys want to fill this out for me, and then turn it back in.
Every time I hear that, I state your name, I think Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, did everybody have a chance to review the minutes from December 17th?
Yep.
I vote that we approve the minutes from December 17th, 2025.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next is firefighter recognition for Chief Brown.
So I did have one, but he's out in training instead. Okay. So
we'll put that off until February.
Yep.
Monthly status report.
All right. So as you all know, Chief Nunn is ill and not here, so I'll be giving you a report today. Last year on this date, we were at 46 calls. We're up by three. We're at 49 right now. That's 97 since last board meeting. We've had a 17 MVAs on I-80. That's, well, not just MVAs, but medicals as well. We've had 17 calls out on I-80 since the last board meeting, so in the last month. Significant events, no real significant events to report this month. All calls have just been kind of bread and butter calls. No mutual aid calls for the month. Accomplishments, we got 9 volunteers that started Recruit Academy out of Teed. We've got multiple people from NTFD helping teach that class too. So they've been great. They've been great to work with, and they're a really good class. December we had our Santa run, and then January 1st we did the polar plunge out at the lake. We'll have 6 firefighters attending Winter Fire School. Chief Nunn will be teaching Winter Fire School, and Buck will be attending the Fire Marshal Conference down there this year.
Nice.
And then we have y'all seen Chief's memo on the trainings. We got a lot of trainings coming up this year, so
that's great.
And then
who's the 6 firefighters?
We got Andrew Adams, we got Tammy Slaw, Cody Kolovich, Kaylee Peterson.
Shane Ingram.
And one more.
It was Clint.
Clint, but he dropped. So I guess 5.
Fine.
Okay. We're down to 5. And then the special awards, last night we had the retirement party for Mike Frieden and gave him his new 40-year plaque.
That's perfect. Cool. I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't be here. But.
Yeah.
He was happy.
Good.
Yeah, but then again, Mike's always happy. He's always in a good
mood. Oh, yeah. Mike's a happy guy. Yeah. Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Fire Marshal Monthly Report?
So just to go back to my broken record, there's always growth. Herta City has joined a lawsuit with a private citizen to sue 6 Mile to prevent their annexation.
To prevent them from coming to Herta or going
to
Grants?
To
Grants.
Okay. We have the growth at the inland port that is continuing. We have another industrial park that is contemplating coming in the same area. We did have a one of the items that we had was at the industrial park. We had a train derailment and a breakaway car go driving down the road.
It's scary.
Those car?
Scary.
As it went down the road, it didn't do any of the flashers or lights or anything like that. So the railroad crossing didn't go down. So as we get that growth, those impacts are there for us.
Buck, this second industrial park, is it in our area or is it part of the...
So it's going to be over by the airport, this east side of Sheep. So it will be in our area. It's going
to
be
heard. So the Richards Dairy?
I'm not exactly sure. I was just involved in a preliminary discussion.
That was part of that Skyfall thing over there, Steve.
Yeah, the Richards Dairy sold. Yeah. But they still live there, too.
Okay, well.
So right here. Oh, no, give her there.
Perfect. Thanks.
So
I dressed up just for you guys.
Thanks. Us too.
So I'm not, like I said, it was just a preliminary discussion. In fact, I wasn't, I went early to city council and they were having a work meeting and they says, oh, why don't you come join this conference call? And so that was the information I got from that. We are working on, with a developer to get a station out by I-80. Maybe Rick wants to talk a little bit about that.
No, I'll let Chief Nunn talk about it next month. But it was an interesting meeting.
So there's happenings there
in the industrial park out on I-80.
Yeah. Okay. So they've as you're aware, they've already given us 2 acres of land, and we got to see where that land was going to be, and we had a meeting with them. The area looks great. It's going to be right there on Burmester. So we have easy access to I-80 and the industrial park that's there. So it really looks encouraging.
So are we worried at all that Grantsville's going to incorporate Burmester and get that? Because it seems like Walmart distribution came in and they immediately did that.
Well, I can tell you why Grantsville annexed that. Mm-hmm. We didn't want part of it. They weren't willing to. We were going to be in a lengthy court battle over impact fees and everything else. We told them, you can get out of the impact fees if you buy us a Quint.
Hmm.
And then we told them, go back to Bentonville. And then we told the county commission, the way to solve this is to have them annex it.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it wasn't in our area. But only a quarter of it would have been in our area anyways.
Yeah.
And
can we discuss that?
Yeah, so the main concern, the main reason that there's not a worry is they're their own entity. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be able to be annexed by Grantsville because it's kind of like Stansbury. Mm-hmm. Where they're their own district, their own entity, and they can choose whatever they want. And we've already
they're supplying their own water and sewer.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we already worked well with them. I talked to Melanie again this week. They like us, we like them. I don't think that there's a risk of them even
good.
Considering moving out. So the last thing that I did that I need to bring up to you guys is I presented Herta City the idea of an interlocal agreement. Currently they have their city council, one of their city councilmen is their code enforcement officer. And we talked about this last month about doing so, but their city councilman is a code enforcement officer, and we presented the idea that we would sign an interlocal agreement with them, and our department would be their city code enforcement person. They seem to have taken a liking to it, and they're going to discuss it at their next city council. If all goes well, I would like to present the same type of idea to the Lake Point City. If we do that, then it would pay basically between the two cities paying half, that would pay for a full-time human that we would have access to that we could use them for inspections and code enforcement
What type of code? We're not going to send people and start jacking people around over parked cars and stuff, are we?
So, yes. don't turn your nose up at it. We would be enforcing city code, and the reason for that would be it's only based on complaint. Both Erta City currently, it's a civilian complaint. So if a complaint is made, this person's here, they've got so on and so forth, whatever the complaint is, then the issue is addressed. It's a win for us because we get the advantage of having that person that we can utilize under our staff, and we don't have to pay for it. So then that gives me someone who can help me with inspections and my code enforcement. And so, yeah, that's the great part of it. The negative side is that there's going to be that occasion that we're enforcing parked cars and stuff that weeds and stuff like that aren't necessarily the most glamorous thing, but as we've seen this past summer in Lake Point, you know, we tried to get code enforcement, not only code enforcement, city code enforcement, but fire. We talked to these people that their weeds had to be mowed down, and it's a rental home. Their tenants didn't have the responsibility to do it, and the landowner didn't feel they had the responsibility until there was a fire in their backyard that threatened the house. And so it would be, it's a win-win. I'd really like to.
Well, Buck, I'm all for our side of it, for the fire side of it, but you have no idea the phone calls we get at that road shop every day over that stuff. You have no idea how people act on the other side of that phone.
Just listening to the radio, you know, just all day, every day, how many of those complaints do you get of reckless drivers? I mean, there's 20 reckless driver complaints every single day, right?
No, until they ask them
if they want to be on citation, right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the, you know, we take the good, we take the bad. I honestly think that, and we can choose what we enforce. We don't have to waste our time with the things that we don't want to enforce. That's not to say that it's going to be selective enforcement. If we choose to enforce parked cars, then we'll take every parked car with the same value or the same enforcement effort. But if it's something that is not an issue or is just a citizen complaint, the fact of the matter is most of the stuff we do, most of the stuff that I do is already duplicity. I went to this past month, I had to go to the car dealership in Erta because they have a junkyard there. Well, yeah, basically, if you look at the backyard, they've got stripped cars, they've got stripped cars and so on and so forth. So I went in to go question them whether it was a junkyard or not, and the Erta City code enforcement officer was there 2 days before me. So it's duplicitous and makes sense to have one person do that same job, especially if we're that person and we get paid by the two different cities to pay for that person. To continue with that, though, that it's not a junkyard. They are the owner of those cars. They're not being disassembled. They're being assembled. So it doesn't qualify as a wrecking yard. And the only thing that I was able to do was go make sure that they had enough space for fire access.
Chief is making comments.
I have a quick comment or question. So would they just enforce Erta and Lake Point? Not, they wouldn't do anything in Pine Canyon, Sandsbury.
So we won't have an interlocal agreement with the county. So we would only be the code enforcement officers for
those City two Lake cities. Park.
But we would continue to do enforcement, fire enforcement for the county because that's our... Okay. It's too far away to read. I'm not sure.
He said, might Rick want to update the other board members on the Vermister Fire Station? Not a lot to talk about, but just that we met. Oh, we did that already. There's no advantage to them for them to be incorporated. Primarily fire code enforcement for what we're talking about now. They already have their own building code officials.
So, they're, yeah. So, we're not going to go do the inspections on each home and right. stuff like that. This is just going to be for... code violation.
Which I would imagine a majority of which is fire related.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why
that'd be their primary mission.
And that's why it's so duplicitous, right? I mean, we have, let's save taxpayer monies and get me an inspector in the meantime.
Yeah, get us some stuff.
Any other questions you guys have for me?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Let's see, Grant Projects Monthly Report. Kim?
So we have been working with Lake Point City for the CDBG funding, and Chief Nunn, Kathleen, and myself went out Sunday and surveyed Lake Point City residents, and so we had to get those surveys done and submitted, and so I sent them via mail yesterday, so the income qualifications, and then Lake Point will apply to see if they can get the ladder truck for being housed at Lake Point Station. So we're working on that. I did apply for Road to Zero for an incident truck. We applied last year. We didn't get it. I kind of redid some stuff this year. Really catered more towards I-80 response. And so obviously with the recorded calls, I kind of put that in there as well. So we also received the license plate grant, which I was surprised that we received. So I applied for that for Fire Academy. So that's $5,000 towards Fire Academy. Oh, so we'll go towards books and then uniforms and things like that.
That's awesome.
I'm still working with Wasatch Front Regional Council for the CMAC funding for the ladder truck. So any way we can try to figure out to get a ladder truck, we're going to keep trying for that. So the gentleman, Tyler, that I was working with UDOT, he has since left. And so I'm working with Wayne Bennion. And so there's just some language for the EPA that they're kind of looking at because it stands for air quality. And so that's what they're kind of looking at. Also the EPA, I sent them some information about our Type 1-3 and there's gonna probably be a social media kind of highlight with the EPA for our Type 1-3 truck. And so once that comes out, I'll kind of shoot that out to everybody, what they highlight. I think that's kind of a cool thing that the EPA is going to. They really liked our picture on the fire truck with the Santa hats and stuff like that. And so then I sent them pictures of the pushback ceremony. And they thought that was really cool that the community was involved in that. So I think they're going to do a write-up and highlight it. So
that's cool.
Kind of cool. The rural health... you sent the email and I was sad. No, I was glad.
No, it's good.
No, it was. It was just like, don't let other people know, though.
Oh, yes, I know.
It's okay. You can. Yes. That's our job.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're just waiting for legislation to approve the funding, and then we'll final up our application again. That was for $2,025,000 for 5 years for three paramedics. It would be one per shift.
Awesome.
So we'll see how that goes. Rocky Mountain Power actually has grants, and so I applied for one of those. I know that our crews, I kind of catered it towards, it's supposed to be towards health and wellness, and so through Rocky Mountain Power, you had to kind of cater it towards that. I know they've wanted a exercise stair stepper, because I don't know if you guys know, for their physical fitness, they walk up the stairs and stuff like that. So working out, they would like to have it. I mean, not that they can't walk the stairs, but, you know, I asked them what they wanted, and that's what they wanted.
That makes
so,
sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought if we could get one of those for them, that might make them a little happy. So I tried for that. We'll see what happens with that. I applied to State Farm again for laptops. They have used laptops that they'll give out, and they give out five. I think they're giving out 6,000, but they give out 5 to each fire department. They're used ones, they're stripped and all that, but still 5 of them. And I know that we're trying to look at trying to get some laptops for our wildland deployment so they can do everything online instead of papers. So that would be kind of cool if we could get that. Ready, Set, Go. We got 2 grants for that. So I applied for one and we got 5,000. And then they called me up and they were like, would you like 5,000 more? And I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it. So I think we just got that check. Is that right, Kaylee? Or it's gone its way. Anyway, I've been working with
confirmation. We haven't actually seen the actual.
Okay. So anyway, it was kind of work that we were already doing. So it's chainsaws that we ordered, some of the mitigation stuff, some of the events trailer stuff. So it's stuff we were already doing, but at least we get reimbursed for it. Then I am going to look at, so I've looked into the tourism grant through Tooele County. You can't pay for man hours or anything like that, but you can pay for apparatus. So I was thinking the rescue truck, the one that's out of service and commission right now.
The ox.
The ox. So getting a new ox. So I think that that is appropriate. It's county related. It goes out on I-80 a lot. And so I asked Chief about it, and he goes, yeah, if we could get an ox. So I'm going to try for an ox.
That truck's about done.
I know. So I'm going to try for that, and that's due in February.
Is that one of the old ones?
No, that's that 2016.
The roadway or whatever we called it?
Yeah.
What's the matter with it this week?
Well, it's got that gas motor in it,
yeah.
And it's just, it's tired.
Okay.
But we just had all the brakes and stuff redone on it, and then we brought it back, and we looked under it. And it was dumping brake fluid everywhere.
Oh,
so one of the cylinders was leaking. So we had to send it back to them. And then last week we had we got a new guy that's a volunteer for Grantsville. Midnight calls it. I think it's called Midnight or something. But he's mobile. And we had an ABS light that was on, and it was making the brakes actually
pull.
Yeah. And so they're driving down the freeway at 70 miles an hour, and the brakes are being applied. And they took it on a run, and then they came back, and they could smell the brakes, and they went over and put a thermal imager on it, and they're like, well, I think it's ready to catch fire.
Mm-hmm. So anybody tried putting it out.
So we had this kid from Midnight check it out for us, and come to find out he found a frayed wire coming off of one of the harnesses. Mm-hmm. And he was really good, and he was able to splice a new wire in instead of replacing the whole harness. He ran one new wire.
Mm.
Works great. Oh,
that's great.
So really, really good guy. He really took care of us.
The truck had to be built on a Friday or Monday when we got it.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of hands with it.
Yep.
It's okay.
That's great.
Any questions?
No.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
How many paramedics do we have on right now on the department?
2 full-time, 1 part-time.
Okay. And didn't we send people through paramedic school?
Kaylee.
Kaylee Peterson. Well, we sent 2, but we had Daniel Miller,
uh-huh.
And we've kind of since, he's kind of
parted ways.
Yeah. He went to go be special somewhere else.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Right. It's time for public comment.
Rob?
Anything? No?
Remain silent. Thank you.
Nope. Okay. Next is Bill's review.
Did everybody have a chance to look over the third quarter or fourth quarter bills?
Yes.
Any questions on them?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. And
all right.
I think we're going to vote on that later. Right?
Yep.
Resolution.
Yep. Okay. Nominations for the 2026 board officer positions. Right.
I'll nominate myself for treasurer again.
I'll nominate myself for chair.
How about if we just keep things, how would we nominate to keep things the way they are?
Okay.
I'll make a motion to keep things the way they are in the current position.
We got to do that in the end.
I'll second.
Okay.
So,
we got to do
that. We got to wait a few minutes.
We got to wait.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So as long as you do that and then action items, you guys will just.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we due to sign new signature cards this year?
I don't think we need. The only one new.
There's no one.
It's Kurt, but you've signed one, haven't you? Yeah. So we don't have anybody.
No,
here.
No, we should be good.
Okay.
No, there's no new cards this year because the check signers.
Hey, I guess.
Cassandra's here.
To sign it because he's not on the bank account.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
We didn't know Cassandra's here.
Oh, yeah, it was like the voice from above.
The voice gone.
Okay, contract review. Update all conflict of interest and ethical behavior forms. I think we've all done that.
Yeah.
Yep. Hopefully it's approved.
I gotta take my glasses off because they're made small. Tooele County Special Operations MOU review. Who's gonna talk about that?
Do we have to table that for Kevin, or are you gonna handle that?
I'd probably wait for him.
Okay, we will table that till February. Old business, discussion of the 2026 board workshop, select dates. I read in an email that we're supposed to select dates in March. Is that correct, Kaylee?
Yes, that is correct.
Phone out here.
I'm available every Saturday in March.
I should be.
Maybe we do like, what was it, like 8 to 12 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like morning to afternoon.
That'd be great if we did that. I can.
Okay.
What, I have nothing on
I'm
March
out
14th.
The 14th.
Okay, why don't we do the 14th?
Go for it. I'm out.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought you said you were good on the 14th.
No, I'm out.
For the next weekend?
21st?
That'll work.
21st not work for anybody?
I can make that work. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see.
You guys want 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Yeah, for better for me, honestly.
It's just nice to have the rest of our day.
Do you guys want like a brunch or do you want lunch?
Brunch.
What do you
kind
think,
of like
Kurt?
What we did last time. I think we have.
What are the options?
21st or down to the 28th either?
21st, 28th.
Those are two on
in the morning.
I have to check my other
28
calendar that's
harder.
Not on my phone, but I think I'm out of town.
You guys are good to have it on the 14th. That's fine.
What if we want
you? No, we want you there. If we're miserable, you're miserable.
Yeah.
28th
is my anniversary, so I'm thinking.
What about the 7th?
That's pretty important.
7th's good for me.
What about the 7th?
7th works for me. The whole month works for me.
I won't be able to make the 7th. I have a cheer showcase I'm going to.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
What?
My little girl.
You haven't lived until you heard the same 10 songs.
Okay. What about April 4th?
That's Easter weekend.
Is that Easter weekend?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I mean, we can do it, but.
Can you reach up from there, really?
I know.
So the 21st, we're not confident on the 21st? We just got to
wait.
No,
we're waiting on Kirk.
Are you kidding?
Does the end of February?
Can everybody?
Nope, I'm out of town. I can tell you that right now.
We're looking at possibly the. Like Kurt's looking up. And once
May 4th.
March 4th.
I was up there.
Clear to May now.
I can't do May.
What about May 20 or March 28th? The last Saturday.
That was.
I might be gone.
Well, Kurt's looking. We might be able to do the March 21st. He's just looking.
So you can play chat or else going to work. It's possible.
Are you kidding?
When you said there was no significant events in the district, I thought you was going to talk about the lost and found.
Yeah.
The lost and found.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
He just said he'll be gone March 28th.
Okay.
So
the 28th's out.
We're looking at the 21st.
We're looking at the 21st.
May 28th. Or you can do the 14th.
I'm just being funny.
Again, that stupid. Again, that came out of the aux.
Out of the aux.
Because the sensors are junk on there and. They took off out of here with one of the doors open.
What,
and
what was it?
It was
our CPR monitor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So my wife's good. Like, did you see that?
Brand new Zoll.
Dude, I think everybody saw it.
$12,000 laying on the road.
A what?
$12,000 laying on the road.
60.
Yeah.
Jeez.
60G?
Yeah, those 60. Things are.
Yeah, try more.
Yeah, they came back and told us, me and she, both of our parts just dropped. We're like, what?
Who turned it in?
Some guy, he was the guy that's seen it fall out of the truck. He was on his way to Salt Lake. He stopped and grabbed it, kept going to Salt Lake, and then he came home and he told his wife, he's like, I found this, I don't know what to do with it. And he says, I don't even know what it is. And his wife says, I know exactly what that is, we're gonna call dispatch.
You're gonna get rid of it right now.
Yeah. So
we should get him in here and give him
least an Amazon gift card.
I may be able to do the 14th of March. If not, I can do like the 12th, like the weekend after.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 21st?
The second weekend of April.
Oh, okay.
The 11th.
So you might be able to do
the 14th or the 11th.
It'll be in the morning.
Yeah, I can't do the 11th. You can do the 14th?
Yeah.
Okay, let's plan on the 14th.
March 14th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to pull up my daughter's.
So. No, I get it, dude.
We get it.
Okay, March 14th?
March 14th. 8 to...
Sorry.
18. I'm good.
Oh, March? Yeah, you'll be with your wife, so... Yeah.
Well, you'll be miserable. You can call in.
Okay.
For 4.
You don't want to call in.
All right, updated URS service agreement to include Roth 401k and 457b. Who wants to talk about that?
Cassandra.
Kath.
Cassandra.
Okay, hold on. you guys, sorry, I'm trying to pull. So did anyone take the webinar that I sent you? Did you do the webinar with the URS to learn about it?
No.
No, but I know.
I guess it's just on the side.
By the dead silence, about the
no. No. I know about theirs.
Yeah.
So the URS is, they are now offering a Roth option for 401ks and 457s, including employer match if we choose to do that. So if we want to opt into that, we have to basically update our service plan, which is this is the form that I have to fill out, but we do have to have it approved by resolution. There was a webinar. They've done 3 in the last week. It is recorded, so we can give it to you if you need to have more information about it, but basically it works the same as any other Roth, like an IRA. But it's is specifically with the 401k and 457, from what I understand.
Yeah, okay. Great.
So we are only matching a certain percentage, not
right
like,
now,
not for 401k, not Roth, not.
Right, we are matching up to 2%.
In any
plan. So
yes,
if people are in multiple plans, they get 2% per plan.
Mm-hmm. 2% per plan,
wow.
Matched.
That's pretty good.
That's I thought we were doing.
Oh,
that's
I would say.
I thought we were just doing.
I would like straight 2%. I don't think 2%.
I don't think we should
plan.
Get them 6% if that's what they want.
I want to say it's only for 401.
I think that's what I think.
Because that wasn't clarified before, so I don't think that's what we
I think we need to revisit that then.
That's, well.
We can just make sure that the language says that then.
Okay, I can double check your payroll, but I'm pretty sure I've only been doing it for 401.
Because I think if they do put in. For a Roth, we should match 2%, but we should do 2% for Roth, 2% for 401k. It should just be 2%
total.
So if they're in multiple plans, like for instance, you do have several employees that are already in the 401k and the 457, just not the Roth, just the regular savings plans.
Like Christ, split it.
But if they're in both, so is what you're... intention is like, you know, do we split it? Do we do 1% each? So it's up to the 2% or are they getting 2% per plan?
I think it's 2%,
how I
hear it, and they can choose which plan it goes into. So if they want 2% to their Roth, it goes, we don't split.
The state doesn't split.
The state doesn't.
Neither does the county.
Yeah, agreed.
So it's 2%. And the individual can decide where they want that 2% sent, not 2% per plan. So they can't have a 457 get to, like Scott said, 6%. A 401 get to, and a Roth. It's straight 2%, and a worker should decide if they want it to go in their Roth, then we get... Yeah. I think the state just puts it 401k.
State, you don't get anything under Roth. You get 401k.
Yeah, state just does 401k, and so does county.
I would say we just do 401k, 2%.
Yeah, so that makes it easy, because if there's only one plan for them to do, there's only one plan for them to match. but we do multiple plans.
Yeah, so we'll do 2%.
Right now was not clarified before.
2% to 401k, and if they choose to have the other plans, that's straight employee contribution.
Yeah.
And that's how it was when
I would agree.
Contributed.
Okay, that's not how ours is written right now. Well, right now, ours is written as 2%. It just says 2%, and so it's going into 2% for a plan right now.
So we need to...
We'll talk about that at our next meeting.
Yeah. We need to change that.
Can I ask how many people, how many of our employees are taking advantage of that 2%?
What do you think, Kaylee? Probably about half?
I wouldn't even say half, honestly. I think after last board meeting, the word has gone out, so I've gotten a lot more pickups, but still I would say not. Majority of the
district still need me to come talk to them.
Meeting free money.
You should set up a meeting.
They met with.
2% per plan.
I know, but real life. I mean,
I don't think 2% per plan. I mean, there's no way that shouldn't happen. It just should be straight 401k.
Mm-hmm, I would agree.
Or whatever they would it.
Yeah.
I like what you said about let them choose their plan.
Yeah.
But it's 2%.
Yeah.
Whichever they
decide. If they want it Roth, let it. But it should just be 2%, not...
We're going to have to look into that and create some forms there, because we don't have anything that tells us how to designate it.
Okay.
All right. Looking, we might want to check with Utah Retirement to see if we could do that, or if we just have to strictly just put it in 401k. And if, because I have a 401k, and I have a Roth, but my Roth was a straight me putting money into it,
like
not
the sense equation.
Right.
The state of Utah didn't put any.
Prior to like the last year, the IRS law actually said that the employers could not do a match to a Roth.
Okay.
But at the end of 23, the law actually changed, which is now why they are allowing a match to go to a Roth.
So we need to put this up. We need to put it on the agenda for next month and clarify it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Kaylee about it.
Okay, and so then what I would also recommend as well is for you guys to watch the webinar that they did this last week discussing all this, so that way you guys have a little bit more information about it. So.
And did all the employees,
agenda then?
All the employees saw the webinar? There was three of them?
No, so that was just for employers.
Employers.
Yeah, the webinar is for the employers. So
okay.
So the employees didn't see it. It's for the employers so that we can have an informed decision and get everything approved and set up.
Okay. We will be better prepared to discuss next month.
Yes, we will.
Because we're all going to go watch it.
And you, Kaylee, you were going to say... Utah Retirement come talk to people out
here? They're coming next week.
Next week.
No, not next week. The last week of January. They're coming for each shift to come and talk to them about their plans and everything.
Okay.
So, but yeah, the webinar was just for employers.
Okay.
And I will see if I can grab that and I can send it out to you guys.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. Next is updates to retirement policies to coincide with recent retirement and savings... plan procedures. We will table that until February. Okay, NTFD training and educational opportunities in 2026.
Chief?
That's just the memo the chief sent out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Talking about all the trainings we got coming up this year.
I saw that, yep.
Looks great.
It's on your tablets.
Yeah,
yep.
I saw that, yep.
Yeah, we saw the email. Okay, it's time for public comment. And now we have one more. Kurt, do you have any public comment?
Not so far.
Okay.
Anybody online?
Nope. The crew is training out in the bay. If anybody from the public wants to come out and see the mayhem that might be training.
Okay. Excellent. Speaking of training. Okay. Action items. Resolution 2026-01, election of 2026 board officers.
I'll make a motion to keep the board officers' positions as is, with me being Mark Herrera being the vice chair, Rick being the
chair,
and Steve being the treasurer.
I'll second it.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Hopefully we did that correctly, right?
Resolution 2026-02 URS updated service agreement.
Do we need to
table? That one's tabled, yep. Resolution 2026-03, that one's also tabled. Resolution 2026-04, Twilla County Special Office MOU, that is also
tabled.
Okay, next is approval of the 2025 fourth quarter bills, October, November, and December.
I'll make a resolution that we approve the fourth quarter of the 2025 bills, October, November, December.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, great. Board calendar.
I can do that.
Okay.
Okay, so February 18th,
6:30. Oh, am I doing that?
No, I'm doing it. Sorry. I don't know if you can hear me.
Kaylee's doing it.
Oh, okay. No, I can't hear her. Okay, okay. Go ahead, Kaylee.
Okay. So February 18th at 6:30 is a board meeting here at Stansberry. March 18th, 6:30 board meeting here at Stansberry. And then March 14th from 8 to 12 is going to be the board workshop. That's it for the board calendar. For district events, January 21st to the 23rd, that's supposed to say 26, not 25, is Winter Fire School in St. George. Chief Nunn will be teaching. Fire Recruit Academy is started in January and goes until May, and that is hosted by the Twilla Army Depot. And that's all we have.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Last chance for public comment.
Oh, you walked him into
You walked into that one, Chris.
Yeah.
Any comment?
I'd just like to say thank you.
No, thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Anybody online? Okay. Great. Do we have a closed session?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn January 14th, 2026 board meeting.
Second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are. Hello, we are adjourned at 1912. Thanks, everybody. Feel better?
Yep. You get those?
Yeah. She'll take care of them tomorrow.
Yep, yep, White got them.
See you next week.
We already did it.
Chief has them.
Did you go over to the
store? Yeah, do you have?
Not yet, but thank you so much for that.
Do you need me to sign that?
Yes, I need to do that first one. Okay.